From Spark in Anvil and WitQuest, this is Switch, in Chapter 1 of the WitQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Switch is a chameleon tween who moves like, well, like a chameleon. There one minute, shifted the next. Their skin is cool jade green with soft violet stripes, and a little bag of letter tiles hangs from their belt. They love to shuffle letters around, paying close attention to every single one. And they always say, same letters, different word. Shake the bag. Switch teaches anagrams, rearranging the letters of a word into a brand new one. Think about listen and silent, Switch says. The exact same letters, just mixed up, and the meaning changes completely. Astronomer holds moon star. The eyes holds they see. Because words, Switch knows, are really just bags of letters, and the same letters can spill out as something totally new. Most shakes make nonsense, Switch is quick to add. That's okay. That's the practice. But about one shake in 20 makes gold. Switch learned the whole secret by shaking a bag long past the point of giving up. As a young chameleon, Switch got a set of letter tiles and tried to make a word, and got nonsense. Tried again, more nonsense. Again, again, again. All garbage. I nearly threw the bag across the room, Switch admits. I decided I just wasn't clever enough for word puzzles. But right before quitting, out of pure stubbornness, Switch shook one more time. And suddenly, out of the jumble, a real word appeared, clear as day. And here's the thing that changed everything, Switch says, eyes bright. I wasn't any smarter on that last shake than the first. I'd just shaken more times. The nonsense wasn't me failing, it was me practicing. The gold was hiding in the 20th try, not the first. From then on, Switch stopped worrying about being clever and just kept shaking the bag. One day, Switch and their friends came to a bouncy Loctonia bridge made of huge colorful letters, guarded by a grumpy letter sprite with a square head and pencil arms.
Hold it, word wanderers,
it boomed, voice like chalk on a blackboard. To cross, pass my test. It tipped out seven tiles. E-A-R-T-H-S-T. Give me a word from these letters. Quirk froze. Seven letters felt like too many, and his mind went blank. Not mumbled, pairing letters, but nothing clicked. Switch just smiled and made a little shaking motion with their hands. Let's see. They tried combinations out loud. Hastert? No, only one T and one H. Street? No, that needs two E's and two T's. We've got one E. The sprite tapped its foot. The friends held their breath. Switch kept their eyes on the tiles and kept shaking the imaginary bag, checking the letters carefully each time, trying nonsense after nonsense. Then, wait, I've got it, threats. Switch spelled it out, T-H-R-E-A-T-S, seven letters, all used, every one. The sprite's grumpy face softened. It gave an approving nod and stepped aside. Well done, word shaker. And Switch turned to their friends with the real lesson. See, the trick isn't being super smart. It's shaking the bag again and again. Most of what I tried was nonsense. Hatters without an A, street with the wrong counts, but the shaking made threats appear. It's about how many times you try, not how clever you are on the first go. And Switch never called anyone a good or bad anagrammer. There's no such thing. Every kid can shake the bag, and some have just practiced more. That's all.
But what if I keep getting nonsense? A friend asked, worried. Switch grinned and shook the bag. Then you're doing it right. That is the practice. Keep shaking. The gold's in there. And when threats finally leapt out of that jumble of tiles, Switch felt the thing they loved best fizz all the way up through their jade green stripes. Not the cold pride of being clever, but the bright, popping joy of, I've got it, the reward that comes only after the nonsense, only because you kept shaking. That glad, earned, out-of-the-jumble feeling, patience finally paying off in a shower of letters, was to Switch the very best part of the whole word game.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Switch. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.